Vayturn Shasper and Daf Yudal, picking up on your Gimel Mabiz by the bottom of the page. Four lines up from the bottom, starting with the word Maskif La Rabbi Zera. So, we had a discussion yesterday. We were talking about the Mishnah that says, Oriz, Dochen, Progim, Shumshimin, these different types of, we call, kitnias, rice, millet, poppy, sesame. It goes according to, that says, we said in the Mishnah, Shrishu Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, it goes according to when it was Mashrish. Then the Gemara comes and asks a kasher. Rabbi had said, hold on 1 second. We saw the criteria is either Chanata or Shlish or Lakita. So how does this fit into that? So we ended up saying that, well, since you take it a little bit at a time, therefore they went ahead and they said, they went Basar Hashrasha. They switched it. Then Abai came along and says, why would you say that? Why don't we just go and say a little bit differently? That we say that, hey, just we gather it all together and we throw it on the floor, and then we go ahead and you end up doing your Tori Mechadash on the Chadash and the Yashan on the Yashan. And then we brought a braiso, which kind of supports that idea of Shimon Shazuri that says such a concept. Then the Gemara pointed out, and so we're going to be jumping into right now, that Rav Shimon ben Shazuri, the halacha goes like him. That is Shmuel speaking up and he's saying that Amar Rav Yitzchak ben Nachmani, Amar Shmuel, that the halacha is Rabbi Yossi ben Kefash, Amar Rav Shimon ben Shazuri, and that is that that's what you do. You go and you throw it on the floor and you're able to be tormit all at the same time. And that really could even go bust a lakita, and don't worry about the fact that it's going to be one shana to the next. And the Gemara says, why? But that's only because he holds of Bila, and the Rabbanan don't like Bila. But we say, fine, the halacha is like him nonetheless. So now, says the Gemara, this is what we're going to jump onto now. Maskef la Rabbi Zer. Shem comes in the effects of Kashe. Says, a miyam or Shmuel achi? You tell me Shmuel saying that the halacha is like Roshim and Shazuri. Hold a door. Vahamar Shmuel said, lakol Ein Bila Chutz Me Yayin Veshemen. You don't say Bila, that it's considered mixed together entirely, that if you take a little bit, then you take a handful, you're taking also from the Chadash and also from the Yashan. The only time that applies is by wine and oil. But now when it comes to kidney ishtiklich, so what's going on over here? How could you go and say that the Lach is a Gav Shimon Shazuri? Clearly Shmuel himself doesn't agree with such a thing. Rav Zer was asking his kasha. He forgot that which Shmuel said. Hakol holich acher gemar pri. Everything goes after the gemar pri when the pri is totally ripened. Rashi says that Shmuel is going with somebody else because we had a Mishnah that says that it goes according to when it was mashish. But he's saying no, it only when it is completely ripened. Rashi points out, interestingly, that even though, of course, he's coming from some place, he says, Lo yadati manu ahutana. I don't know who the Tana is that he's going off, but nonetheless, so that's what is coming off. That actually goes according to when it reaches its full maturity. Beep. Turn the page. Daf yudalam anaf. Utsricha. And we need to say all three shtiklach over here. Rashi explains, what are we talking about, the three things? Hani talasta shmuel, halacha krebi shimon shazuri. Three things again are. The one is Allah goes like Shimon Shazuri. Number two, that we don't go and say that the stuff gets all mixed in really nicely, right? That ain bila, it's not considered that it's all mixed together. And the third one of the fact that when it comes to kidneys, that it goes when it's totally completely ripe. Diashmin Allah Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. It would have just said that Allah Zakir Shimon Shazuri have Amina Mishum de Kasavi's Bila. We'd say because he agrees that this Bila, that it gets mixed up totally equally. Kamash Malan, Lakol Ain Bila. There is no Bila except for when it comes to things like wine and oil. That's all liquid can get mixed up nicely, but solids can't. Viashmin Lakol Ain Bila, we just said straight up that there's no Bila. Right, and meaning by solid stuff, there's my liquid and my solid, and havamina k'rabbanan tefillah. Then I would say that he agrees with the Rabbanan. That's talking about when we spoke at the pole hamitzri with that Egyptian bean, that they say that it goes according to when it's mashrish. And since you can't go ahead and mix them all evenly, right, and can't do bila, then they would say that if it's before Rosh Hashanah, you can't take it off with stuff that happened after Rosh Hashanah. You say, Kamash Malan, Lach Kishim and Shizuri, it goes like him, and you're able to go ahead and take off. V'yashmina, honey, Tartin, would have said, just these two, then have a mean, Kashi, the Shmuel, Shmuel. It's the Kashi, Shmuel himself, because Shmuel, we know, he says that he doesn't hold the bila, so how could it be that he's going like Rosh Hashanah and Shizuri, that you could take off, right? Havamina Kashish Moshbul, Kamash Malan, Akolo the Kamar Pri. He himself comes and says that everything goes according to when it is totally ripened. V'yashmin, and if it just would have told us a kolecha gemar pri, just tell us that then. And havamina filu tevuah v'zisim nami. I would think this also goes according to tevuah, which we said. Remember, tevuah means a dagan v'tirosh, with the grains and grapes. I would think maybe that this also is going to go in towards grain, grapes, and olives. Kamashmalan kavi shemin shazuri b'mai polig. B'mai depolig. Only in that which they're having the machlokas with right now, which is kidneys, then the point is that it's at the point when it's totally mivushal, when it's totally ripe. But not when it comes to the other things, that it's going to be a shlish, once it reaches a shlish. Says the Gemara, okay, well, that's second. V'lashmin and ani tarti. Why don't we say these two, lakol ein bila lamali. What do I have to speak about the concept of that we don't have bila except for wine and shemen and oil? Says Gemuri, Hakamash Malan, Delayin Veshemin Yesh Bila. It's dafka by these things which are solids that don't have it, but things that are liquids like wine and oil do have it. That's why I had to spill it out. Okay, now we're going to get into the fact of when it comes to vegetables that it goes basar lakita. Where do we see that from? What's up, lakita? Here we go. Tanya Rilatana Braisa, Abiyosi Agli, Liomer. The pasuk says, Be'aspicha migarnicha umiyikveka. This is the full pasuk is talking about the fact we're talking about sukkas, chagas, sukkas. They have to make for 7 days. And Be'aspicha with gathering, migarnicha umiyikveka, from the threshing floor and from the wine press. So what do we learn from this? The fact that the pasuk comes along and it says be'aspicha and then migarnicha miyikveka with gathering and garnicha miyikveka, we go and we learn the following: ma garn v'yekev miyuchadin shegedelin al meishana she'avra. Stuff that's coming from the garn, meaning grain, and that coming from the wine press machin, meaning it's coming from grapes. They are miyuchad. That what? That they grow coming off the water from the previous year. Umis asrin l'shana she'avra, and they take off the meiser, they're connected to the previous year. Af kol shegedelin al meishana she'avra, anything that grows from the water for the previous year, mis asrin l'shana she'avra, you take off meiser from it from the previous year. However, yotsu yirakos, this is coming to exclude yirakos. Why? Why are vegetables different than that? Shegedelin al meishana haba, they end up growing from the water that comes from the next year, and therefore the we think of the maizos that's from the next year. And Rashi explains what's pshat. V'hainu shnas l'kitasan, the time they actually pick it. Why? Shari gozin osan, when you cut them, v'hi chozeres v'gedele, can grow again from the new water. So the water that came from the previous year, it's not like, oh no, that's the water, that was everything. Answer is, even if it got cut and it got replanted, then water would come again, that would go ahead and continue growing with it. So therefore it goes on the next year. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Kiva comes and says something which seems to be similar. We're going to see the difference between him and this statement. He says, "Ba'aspecha migarcha miyikveka," the same pasuk. While the gathering from the threshing floor and from the wine press, ma gorin v'yakev miyuchaden shegedelim al rov mayim, just like gorin and yakev, these two things, which are again the grains and the stuff, the wine that comes to the grapes, they are miyuchad, that they grow from a Rov Mayim. Rashi explains, what's that? Hey, megishamim shirov zroim gedelim al yodam. Most of the growth comes from the rainwater that comes down on it. Umis asrin l'shana shavra. We go and we take off the maaser from the year before, previous year. Af kol she gedelim al rov mayim. Misasin l'shana she'avra. Yotzil rokos. This is excluding yirokos. She gedelim al kol mayim. Rov Maya means rainwater, and that's all it needs, and it's good. Kol Maya means not only from the rain, but also she'uvim, water that you gather together to go out and pour on top of them. It needs constant irrigation and watering in order to make sure that it's actually going to survive. So they end up going, basar, what's up, lakita? Lakita, and misasin l'shana ba, it goes according to the next year. My benayu, what's the difference between Rav Yossi Gilim and Rav Akiva? Lamaisa, both are coming out that one goes according to what? When it's, that it's going to be when it comes to veggies, is basar lakita, and everything else is going according to the previous year. So what's the difference? They're saying the same thing. Amar Avavo, bitzalim hasrisin, upala mitzir bikinayo. The difference between them is these two particular types of foods. These type of onions, Rashi says, were betzalim asrisin, like a sris, you know, like can I explain that for those who don't know? But like a sris, betzalim asrisim are onions that are very small. Upolamitsu, the Egyptian beans you spoke about. And now what they would do, which is apparently a normal way of doing this, in order to make them more kashe, more hard, they would hold back giving them water 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Misasrin l'sha'avar. You go and you take off ma'aser from them l'sha'avar, from the year before. Umutar mishvias, and it's going to be mutter for shvias. V'im lav, and if you didn't hold back water from them, that asur mishvias, it's going to be asur in shvias. Umisasrin l'shana abba, and it's going to be the Maisa year begins for it on the following year. So this would work in the way that Rav Yosef clearly understands it. Because what does he say is the defining factor when it comes to veggies? He says that it goes on what? That they grow from the water of next year. So what do? By holding back the water before Rosh Hashanah, that means that all their water is coming from last year. Therefore, it's considered like last year. That works according to Yosigli, but according to Rabbi Akiva, he says, no, the bottom line is that you need to be giving it water from something else as well. Just holding back water for them is not going to now change anything over here, other than the fact that you held back water for them. It still needs to go ahead and be and get water from other things. Therefore, he would say, no, it goes according to the following year. That is the Igabanayu. Next part of the Mishnah, it said, Be'echa b'shvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilan, that is b'shames, is the first day of Shvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilan, for trees, which we said means maisos. And Basil said, no, it's tu b'shvatigia chag le'ilanot. Now, frankly, more on my time, what is pshat, or when it comes for trees, that the Rosh Hashanah is going to be in Shvat. It's like, what's going on over here? Since majority of the rainy days have stopped by then, Rashi says, because kvar avar rov yamos hagashama, most of the rain, shuzman revia, vala asraf, and the sap has come up beilash on the trees. Vinimtu aperus chomtin meata, and at this stage is when the fruit are starting to grow. Va'adayin rov tkufa mibichutz, but majority still of the tkufa, meaning of the winter season, is still upon them. Rashi says adayin rov tkufa lavo, because the timing is shvat as teves shvat adar nisan, so teves and shvat, but only half of shvat, and then you have the other half of shvat, and then you have adar and nisan, a little bit of nisan, so ends up being that majority of it still has to come. Therefore, we say that it is going to be Rosh Hashanah for the Ilan. In fact, come on, Mike Almar, what in the world does that even mean? If you want to say it doesn't make any sense, really you should think that what Rashi says, that Vadayin Rov Tekufa Mibachutz, if he's saying it hasn't yet come, so culture can keep in the Rov Tekufa Mibachutz, if it's still winter for a while, Adayin Lo Igiya Zman HaChanot, it didn't come time for the stuff growing. V'lo Yalem L'kvor Rosh Hashanah Ad'acher, you should wait a little bit longer for it to actually happen. It's Gemara HaChigam, that's what it means to say. Afal Pisha Rov Tekufa Mibachutz, even though most of the Tekufa is Mibachutz, still Hol V'yotz Rov Kishishanah, since the majority of the rain is done, it's not raining anymore, a little bit, it's going to be pretty much done. Therefore, we consider now this is the Rosh Hashanah. Tanu Rabbanan, story time. Maisa Rabbi Kiva, story Rabbi Kiva. Shalikate Esog be'echad b'shvat. He took off from the Esog tree. Rashi says, Shalikate Esog means Peros Ilan Esog. He took off fruit from the tree of an Esog. He took it off on the first of Shvat. Now remember, for Beit Shammai, that's considered now the new year. According to Beis Hillel, it's considered still part of the previous year. So liket esok b'echad b'shvat v'nogbo sheni shnei isurin, and he ended up holding two meisers. Now, what was he talking about over here? What was the timing, the time period over here? It ended up being that it was the third. It ended up being that it was the third year of the Shemitah cycle, but it was the third year only according to Beis Shammai, because we know that according to Beis Hillel, when it comes to Peros Ha'ilan, it's only made by Tu B'Shvat. But according to Beis Hillel, I'm sorry, that's Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says it goes according to the first of Shvat. So according to Beis Shammai, Aleph Shvat, it now started the third year. But according to Beis Hillel, it wasn't the third year yet. So it's only the second year. If it's the second year, it's Ma'aser Sheni. If it's the third year, it's Ma'aser Ani. So what happened was, V'nogbo Shnei Yisurin, he ended up doing two Ma'asers. He behaved with it like Ma'aser Sheni, and he behaved with it like Ma'aser Ani, as if it was the third year. Beep, turn the page. You dial it on the base. As the word now spells out, that Echad Kidiv Beis Shammai, Echad Kidiv Beis Hillel, right? According to Beis Shammai, because it's the first of the year, therefore it's now considered the third year. And if it's the third year, therefore it's going to be Ma'aser Ani, Echad Kidiv Beis Hillel, because he said it's like the second year now, so therefore it's going to be Ma'aser Sheni, because not yet Tu B'Shvat. However, comes along Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, he comes and he says, Lo minig Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Nogba. It wasn't because he had a suffix of whether the halacha is like Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, therefore he's going ahead and behaving in two ways. Rather, he had a suffix about something else. And that is, Rashi says, suffix halacha k'rabbi Gamliel, the Amar Esrog Acher Lakita Kiyerek, Mishim de Darko Ligodol Kolmaim, does an Esrog have a din of a yerek, of a vegetable, that it goes basa lakita, because the fact that it grows on all waters, and therefore, when it's a vare nilkat pashlishis, it was picked in the third year, Oshema Karebi Eliezer, da'amar achre chanata halchabo, it goes according to the chanata, which is earlier, kishari lanos, very chantu bishnia, lakamei, and the Rashi says, lakamei parach em kem shitale de kvar, Nichnas Ashlishis Beishame. Of course, that's obvious. Enter the third year Beishame. We'll see that in a minute. But the point is back in the Gemara, Lo Minig Beishame Beishil Nagba, Hello Minig Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer Nagba. He went within a Macholkis of Beishame, of Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Eliezer, whether we go Basar Lakita or Basar Chanata, and therefore, since Chanata was in the second year, and Lakita was in the third year, therefore he behaved according to both of them. But as we said, Rashi says this is only if you're going in the world of Beis Shammai, because now it's considered the third year according to Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel. It's not the third year, it's the second year for both of them. Basar Lakita and Basar Chanata should be no problem. Okay, but now let's jump and see the Machlokas. It's not, we're looking at the Mishnah. Esrog, Shavu Ilan B'Shosha Derachim. An Esrog is like a tree in three ways. Uliarek B'Derech Echad. It's considered like a vegetable when it comes to one thing. Shavu Ilan B'Shosha Derachim. It's considered like a pre. In three different ways, Rashi says, "Leilech acher chanata linyan arla v'ravoi v'shvius." Right, as we're going to see. So, shavel ilan b'shos advarim la'arla v'ravoi l'shvius, like we see right now. When it comes to that, you have arla. Arla applies to it as opposed to vegetables, right? And the fourth year applies to it. The third year it's also eat. The fourth year it's have Yerushalayim u'l'shvius, and also in reference to shmiteh, shaych shmiteh. What does that mean? That it goes according to the year in which it comes out. Just like other peros. Chanota. Uliyarka derech echad is like a vegetable when it comes to one way. That is shebishas lekitaso yisuro. At the time that you go ahead and you're malakid, you take it out, that's where the meiser din applies. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel, it's going to Rabbi Gamliel. However, Rabbi Eliezer Omi, he says, Esrog shavu ilan lechol davar, he says like an ilan when it comes to everything. Meaning to say, what's the chiddush here? It means even when it comes to the concept of taking off meisros. Meaning not lekita, but rather chanata. Reflecting, I don't understand. Umi avdina ketrei chumrei. Do we go according to two different chumras? V'atani, we learned in a braisa le'olam halacha kedivrei Beis Hillel. The halacha is always like Beis Hillel. Throw back to Irvin, my friends. Davav yaya. The halacha always going to different Beis Hillel. Vav and Beis. The wrote to lasses kedivrei Beis Shammai oset. Someone who wants to go according to Beis Shammai, you could do kedivrei Beis Hillel oset. You can go like Beis Hillel. Mikule Beishame, Mikule Beishelel, somebody goes to Kula, according to both of them, is a Rasha. Mechome Beishame, Mechome Beishelel, but they end up doing the Chumras, all of a Kasav Omer, Vaksil Bechoshech the Olech, and the fool, the fool in the darkness is walking. Ella, Ike Beishame, Bikulein, Ubichumrein. If you're going to go to Beisham, if you go to the Kulas and the Chumas, it could be Silel, Bikulein, Bichumrein, which go by the Kulas and the Chumas. What's Pshat the Rabbi Kiva is going at the Chumas of both, second year and third year. What's going on over here? And for the Gemara, no, Rabbi Kiva, Gemara is topic like he had a suffix about what the halacha was, meaning he wasn't. He knew it was Beis Hillel, that he wanted to go like Beis Hillel. The only problem is, V'lo yada I Beis Hillel b'echa b'shvat amru, I b'chamisha asar b'shvat amru. He just forgot whether it was the first of Shvat or the 15th of Shvat. Therefore, he had to go according to the Chumrah of both of them. But it was really within the world of Beis Hillel in both cases. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda amr, lo minig Beis Shammai Beis Hillel nogba. Elamina Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Elazar Nogba. Right to the statement that we said before. Now, for the Gemara, Echa B'Shvat, Kibbeh Shammai Nogba. According to what he understood, you're going to tell me that Echa B'Shvat is going according to Beis Shammai. Remember, the Machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Elazar is whether you go Basar Basar Chanata, or you go Basar Lakita, right? But according to, if we were going according to the one of Beis Hillel, then Chanata and Lakita end up being in the same year because it was only Aleph Shvat. So then the Gemara says, Be'echa B'Shvat, then Ke B'Shami Nogba. It sounds like he's going according to Beis Shami over here. And for the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Avitem Rabbi Chananya, Hacha Be'esrog, Shechantu Perusav, Kodem Chamisha Asar, the Idach Shvata Skinan. We're dealing about a particular case. We're talking about a case where the Esrog, or the Esrogim, came from a tree that already came from the previous year before Tu B'Shvat. So it popped out before the previous year of Tu B'Shvat, and now it's the following year. So what ends up happening now is they didn't take it till next. Chanata was before. It's now the next one. So we go Basa Chanata, we go Basa Lakita. Now we have different years going on. And it could have been even before the Aleph Shvat. It happened to be a fella on Aleph Shvat. And therefore we got confused as if it's a Machlokas Beisham Beis Hillel. But the reality is, even if it would have been Teves, right? Anything after, even would have been Adar after the previous, you know, Shvat that had happened. Ravina Amar comes a different answer. Kroch Utani, lo echa b'shvat hoya, ele chamisha sa b'shvat hoya, wrap up and teach these things. Two separate things are going on over here. Rashi says that what you do over here is you do a little tichbol. You're doing a little a multiplication, doubling, a doubling of sorts. Hang on. Viz darashi. Kfol, we're talking about the five lines up from the bottom of my soul, Kroch Vatani. Kfol is Sevri Rabbi Yossi, Vishanaba Shte Machlokas. You wrap it up and we teach us two different machlokas that are happening over here. It wasn't Echa B'Shvat. He said, actually, this whole shtickle happened on the 15th of Shvat. Right? So, the 15th of Shvat, for sure, we're talking about that it's a new year. Rashi says that this is a new year now. It wasn't in the shtickle of Beisham Beis Hillel, but rather what it was is within Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, within the machlokas of whether it's Basar Lakita or Basar Chanata. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.